is Assorted Immigrant Stories podcast. My name is Zenith Mwangahamambamalao, and I am your host. And for those of you that are stopping by for the very first time, this is a podcast about immigrant journeys, the things I and others wish we knew. We have interviews and share conversations with immigrants from diverse backgrounds and countries as they share their own immigration stories. We explore struggles, triumphs, and cultural adjustments. We discuss identity, belonging, and community. And we also highlight successes and contributions to both American society and back home, and that's wherever home might be. We also review some books that touch on the immigrant story. So don't forget to rate and review, like, share, and subscribe to wherever you get your podcast from. Welcome to Assorted Immigrant Stories podcast. Today is a very short Q&A. I've been getting a lot of questions related to the diversity visa lottery. All right. So some of the frequently asked questions, I will start here. What documents do I need to apply? A lot of people have been asking me this question. So when it comes to the application itself, you will not upload any documents at the time of your application. However, whatever answers you give, you might need documentation in the future if you do get selected and you need to prove a particular situation. So, for example, on your application, if you do state that you're married and you have children, you will need a marriage certificate in the future if you get selected when you go for the interview process. It means you need to provide a marriage certificate. And if you do have children, you will also need to provide your children's birth certificates and yourself as well. When whatever you apply, you will have to go eventually with your birth certificate, passport, and that kind of stuff. So on the application itself, there's nowhere where you will upload any documents. The only thing you will upload on the application is the picture. Your passport size picture, American passport size picture, is the only thing you will upload on the application. Everything else will come on the back end. So go ahead, apply, and then work on getting those things if you don't have them. Go to your courts, find out where you can get your birth certificate if you don't have it, find out where you can get your passport, find out where you can get your children's birth certificate, your husband or wife, depending on who is applying in the marriage. So make sure that you get those stuff so that by the time if you do get selected, you do have those documents ready and you're now not running around at that time trying to get those documents, your high school certificates, whether it's job, work experience certificate, and that kind of stuff. All right. And the next question I'm being asked is, can multiple people in the same household apply? Absolutely. As long as you meet the requirements. So suppose you live in a house with your cousin, right? And you both meet the requirements. Yes, you will both apply. You each have a primary application. You're not going to be on each other's application, but you can apply. Now, suppose it's a household, husband, wife, children, nieces, nephews, the way we used to grow up, right? It's your mom, your dad, it's you guys, and then it's your cousins, it's your grandmother. Let's suppose it's that kind of a situation. When the wife applies, she, on her application, she will have what they call derivatives, like dependents, right? She'll be the prime. You can only have one application, one primary application per person, but that's primary application. So let's say the wife applies. In her application, she would have the husband and her children. And when it comes to children, it's broken down a little bit more. So it means biological children, legally adopted children, stepchildren from a legal marriage. Those are the only people who would be in that application. And it same goes for the husband. The husband can also have his own primary application, and the wife will be in the application as a derivative, including the children. So you can do that as a couple living in the same house. The wife applies, the husband applies, and you make sure you include all your children who are under 21 years and unmarried. They have to be unmarried in order to be a derivative on the application. If they're under 21 and they're married, they can just apply on their own. Now, the other people in the house, as long as they meet the minimum requirements as well, they can apply on their own. So if grandmom, for some reason, is in the house, you know, assist her in uploading her own primary application. Grandpa, same thing. If there's a cousin, if there's a niece, nephew in your house, as long as you didn't legally adopt them, they can't be on your application. But if they meet their minimum requirements, they can have their own primary application. And remember, the minimum requirements are a grade 12 certificate, high school certificate, or 2 years of training or experience in a trade. You could be a plumber, electrician, health aide, any one of those. If you've worked for 2 years, you've trained for 2 years, that without a high school certificate, those are the requirements. And as long as your country qualifies as well. So yes, absolutely, multiple people in the same household can apply. And I'm speaking to a household, for example, I don't know what it's like today, but I know when we were growing up, that's how we lived. We had cousins, nieces, nephews, the house was full. It wasn't just the nuclear family per se. All right, the next question I've been getting is, do I need a passport to apply? So I think this kind of like falls under the first question of the documents. So when applying itself, no, they don't. In the past, they used to require like a passport number. They don't require that anymore. They don't ask of that. But if obviously you will need a passport to travel with. So suppose you win and you get called for your interview, you will then need a passport. Because you get a visa when you go for the interview. The green card itself is something you apply once you get here. It's like a whole process. So yes, eventually you need a passport, but not at the time of application. So it falls under the category with the first question of the documents. Make sure that you apply and work on getting all this stuff. Anything you'd need to travel, passport, birth certificate, school certificates, and that kind of stuff. All right, the next question, I think I answered it when I was answering about the multiple people. How many times can I apply? A lot of people have been asking this question once, one time only. If you apply twice, you will be disqualified. But remember what I said, you can be a derivative on your spouse's application. That's okay. So which means husband and wife sort of have like a double chance. And the children who have under 21 years old also kind of like have a double chance because they can be on mom's application, they can be on dad's application. And yeah, someone who's 20 years old, if they meet the minimum requirements too, they can also have their own primary application. But so one primary application, only one. Do not repeat that process. If you repeat it, as long as you get your confirmation number, if you repeat it, you will be disqualified. And it's very difficult on the last day. I've never confirmed this, but I hear on the last day when too many people are on the system, I'm told even if you don't get a confirmation number, don't retry because it will be duplicate because for some reason it goes through and you don't get a confirmation, but the system is jammed. So, and with that, I will advise you not to wait until the last day. Please apply now if you have your stuff together within the first 3 weeks. Try and get your application out of the way. Don't wait until the last day because everybody else is trying to apply on the last day and you could encounter some of those things and you don't want that. Okay. And then I have two more questions to go. A lot of people have been asking, how much is it? This application is free. Applying for the DV lottery is absolutely free. The only time it might cost you money is I know there are people who provide a service where they charge maybe $5 or $10 to do the application for you and maybe $3 to crop a picture for you to make sure that the picture is the right weight and size. But be very mindful of that, because there are websites also that will scam you. They'll charge you money and they'll scam you. The website dvprogram.state.gov does not charge. It is free. Okay. And the last question is, who can be added as part of my application? All right. So it looks like I got ahead of myself. I got ahead of myself when I talked about the multiple people applying in a household, because I did touch on this about who can be part of your application. But I will repeat it. That's not a problem, so that we make sure we don't make mistakes. So when you apply, the people who can be on your application, your spouse, your legal spouse, your biological children, legally adopted children, and stepchildren from a legal marriage. Yeah, so those can be in your application. That's not a problem. And make sure not to leave anybody out, because if you do and they find out, they will disqualify you. All right, so, okay, it looks like I did have a couple more questions here. All right. Okay, so what if I am currently in the USA on a different visa? That's a very good question. All right. So if you're in a different visa, it doesn't matter. As long as you're not out of status, you can apply. You can, even if you're applying, let's say, for a green card during a different way, maybe through work or through marriage, you can still apply for the DV lottery. It doesn't matter. Like, it's not an issue as long as you're in status. But if you're out of status, you cannot apply. So if you're in a different visa, that's not a problem. And the last question. Do I need to live in the country of eligibility? No. It doesn't matter where you live currently, as long as your country is eligible. So let's say, for example, you are from Zambia, or you are from, you're from Mozambique, just an example. And for some reason, you work in China. You will still put your country of eligibility as your country of birth and country of eligibility, right? Whether it's Mozambique or Zambia, you will put that. But you will put your address, your Chinese address, on your application, because that's where you work and that's where you live. But it doesn't matter. You can live anywhere in the world, and as long as your country is eligible, you can apply, and you will put your country of birth as your country of eligibility. So that doesn't matter. That still qualifies you. All right. That's all I had for today. Just a few Q&A. You can still continue to ask questions. You can reach me. You can DM me on Assorted Immigrant Stories Podcast on Instagram. You can also email me at assortedimmigrantstories@gmail.com. All right. Until the next episode, it's goodbye, and do take care.